For anyone with a pulse, we'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
And welcome, everyone. 8:34, it is time for another Experience Marshalltown program. Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, she is hosting.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm glad to get you in studio.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see Jenny Etter.
I know.
I have not seen Jenny in like forever.
I know.
I'm happy to see her. And
yeah, look at...
We're busy downtown.
You have a little bit going on down here.
Just a little.
She has a lot going on. Yeah. So what we're going to talk about today, we are going to talk about Restaurant Week, what restaurants have newly opened in the downtown. I think as we were talking, Jenny, we were thinking that everybody's open but three.
Right. Zeno's, Sub City, Ocean City will open up
Friday.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. And so... It's really exciting because a lot of the restaurants have redone their interiors and made all kinds of improvements. So it's an exciting time, and we want to make sure that everybody knows they need to come down and come to the restaurants and enjoy all the food downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they took a little longer to maybe open back up after the devastation, but they took the opportunity to reconfigure and redecorate and redesign, and there's some beautiful spaces. I had the opportunity to go into Tremont Grill. It's beautiful, it's bright, it's cheery, and it's
the cafe.
So exciting. Yeah, the grill side. And I went to Tannen last night. They had a soft opening. So there's a lot of good energy in the downtown. I know there's still a lot of, you know, devastation. People are working through some things. But I think that, you know, as people start to open and definitely come downtown, you know, thinking local is really important right now. Todd Steinkamp from this organization has a message out there. It's really important more now than ever to come and support local, you know, come downtown and...
And there's plenty of places to park, and you just need to park behind the buildings, and be aware of all the construction that's going on. But really, you can get around much better than you might think.
Yeah,
and so and maybe you walk a little bit, but that way it gives you an opportunity to see what's been the work that's already been done, the work that's going on. It's really exciting.
It is, and it gives you an opportunity to get your steps in, right?
That's right,
because some people need to get their steps
in. Work off the great meals you have.
Exactly. So one of the things that's kind of exciting, Jenny and I partnered with Main Street Iowa and the Chamber of Commerce as well back in May, I believe, and we did a Restaurant Week workshop.
Yes.
And we invited folks to come in, and it was an opportunity to visit with Main Street Iowa, Terry...
Poe Bush Camp.
Yes. And then also Jessica Dunker with Iowa Restaurant Association, and they shared some amazing ideas for businesses to think about for Restaurant Week. And so we were able to host that prior to Restaurant Week. So we're excited to share that Restaurant Week actually kicks off this Friday, September 14th, and will run through September 23rd. So it's 10 days. It's an opportunity for the local restaurants to say, hey, here's our specials. Come on in. If you haven't eaten with us for a while, come on in and maybe even try some new foods or some things you haven't tried before.
Right.
And we have a world of flavors in our downtown.
Oh, yeah. We're really fortunate.
Well, and even in our community as a whole, you know, this is, we don't want to just limit this to Main Street, Iowa, but that does encompass the downtown. But then we've also opened it up and said, hey, we want all of Marshalltown restaurants to participate.
That's right. That's right. And I think that this is an opportunity for us really to highlight our restaurants in the downtown and throughout the community. And really celebrate the diversity we have in Marshalltown. All the restaurants from Jack Foe to all the Latina restaurants. We'll have a Greek restaurant.
Pretty soon.
And so there's just all kinds of food that you can experience.
Yeah.
And we're really lucky. Not every community can say that. But this is a celebration of restaurants throughout the state. And so everybody is kicking off this restaurant week, and we're part of that. So we hope everybody gets out and comes and enjoys some of the fine dining we have.
Yeah, and I'm hoping too, Jenny, as the tourism side of the community, that we have some visitors that might come to Marshalltown to try some of our restaurants. Because I know that in promoting this, Travel Iowa is promoting it, Main Street Iowa is promoting it, and the Restaurant Association. So everybody's pushing out, hey, get out and eat in these next 10 days. And for us, it's good because we need to pump some money into that local economy and get our community back up, Marshalltown strong, you know. So the other thing is it's good for the culinary establishments, but it's also a great way to, as we've been talking about, to support businesses in the community, build long-term partnerships with local businesses. You and I and the Chamber have been working, the Main Street, we've been working to really promote coming down and support local and even beyond, you know, think local, all of our area restaurants. And we all need to do that. And who doesn't like to eat out?
Oh, I know. And now, more importantly than ever, I think they've managed to get all of this work done and open up in a relatively short period of time. And I think people will be really, really pleased at the improvements that have been done in most of the restaurants. You know, there's a couple that aren't open yet, and the only reason they're not open is they're doing massive improvements in their restaurants. So it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah. And we get calls about when is Zeno's going to be open. That's I know we get a call weekly on that one. So just
right, and they're doing some really nice improvements to the inside of their
soon,
restaurant.
Just be patient. They're
and
coming
Sub City
soon.
Is doing some amazing things.
Yeah, can't wait to see that. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Experience Marshalltown.
The Backroads Junket Trail comes back to the area October 5th, 6th, and 7th. 3 full days of antique, vintage, rustic, primitive, retro, and rusty shop-hopping goodness. Find out more on Facebook /Backroads Junket Trail or visit Marshalltown.org for more information on all kinds of events in and around the Marshalltown area. Central location, great accommodations. Meet with family and friends. Meet in the middle. Meet in Marshalltown.
For the first time in history, 5 of the world's greatest magicians come together live on stage. The Illusionists. This high-tech magic spectacular has shattered box office records and dazzled audiences of all ages across the globe. See them before they disappear. The Illusionists, live from Broadway.
At Stevens Auditorium, October 4th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
Nothing is more important than your health and your connection with friends and family, and going for a walk is a great way to boost them both. On October 3rd, we invite you to join Iowans across the state for 30 minutes of walking and connecting with friends, family, and colleagues. But you don't have to wait until October. Go for an after-dinner walk with neighbors, take a lunchtime stroll, walk the kids to school. Then, on October 3rd, join fellow Iowans and get your walk on for 30 minutes. Walk more, connect more. The Healthiest State Walk is presented by Delta Dental of Iowa.
Dr. Bob Arnott for SalonPas.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in SalonPas Lidocaine Plus. It has 2 powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. SalonPas gives me relief. Send me to
Welcome back. It's time for another Experience Marshalltown, segment number 2. And we have Val Ruff, She is hosting.
Thank you, Kyle.
You bet.
So if you're just tuning in to Experience Marshalltown this morning, Jenny Etter is joining me. She's with the Marshalltown Central Business District, and we are talking about Main Street, Iowa Restaurant Week, but we are actually encompassing the entire community of Marshalltown in Restaurant Week. And so we're just encouraging folks. This is a kind of an initiative to get folks out and celebrate our locally owned restaurants in the area. It's a 10-day event. It's running September 14th through the 23rd. And if you're just tuning in, I just want to say, if you're a restaurant and you would still like to participate, you just have to let us know at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Just CVB at marshalltown.org. Let us know that you'd like to participate and send us what your specials are. We've created a Facebook page for Restaurant Week, so we'll be posting up on those and then giving restaurants an opportunity to post on that as well and tag us on what they've got going on, which is kind of fun. So we're really trying to create some synergy and energy around this event. It is sponsored by the Marshalltown Central Business District, Convention and Visitors Bureau, Area Chamber of Commerce, and then if you want to go even further out, Travel Iowa is pushing this out, Main Street Iowa is pushing it out, as well as Iowa Restaurant Association. So it's kind of a great way to get marketed for free.
Oh, it is. It's a lot of great marketing. And the state is actually celebrating Restaurant Week, so we're part of that, so it's really fun.
Yeah, it's a fun to be a part of that. So we just want to continue to talk about that. The other thing that we got coming up too, Jenny, down the road, is that we're going to be working on October 13th, and this is kind of in conjunction with Treasures Tour, because it's just, that's probably not going to be able to happen
this
year.
That's not going to happen this year.
And that's understandable.
Right.
It is. Right. But it will bring it back bigger and better the next year, right?
Right, exactly. And next year will be even more exciting because we'll have more upper story renovated places and new places to show people. And all of the work that's been done this year, we'll really have a celebration next year.
Yeah. So just this week, there was the ribbon cutting for Van Gogh's,
which is
a beautiful space. And then last night, Tannen had their soft opening, and that is a remarkable
Tannen wine bar.
It's
beautiful. If people haven't seen it, it's really gorgeous.
If you're not a wine drinker, they have craft beer. You can go in and have a soda, but it's just a beautiful space. And then they have these little tapas where you can get these cheese boards, and they call it a smorgasbord that's got some meats and cheeses and olives. And, you know, that's something new to Marshalltown.
Right.
It's very exciting to have that in our downtown.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, in Marshalltown, this is such a cool space.
And Van Gogh's, what a fantastic venue that is, you know, for receptions and all kinds of events, that small events that you want, really nice, classy place.
Yeah. They had a beautiful ribbon cutting that took place, and then a great spread of food. It was awesome. So anyway, so as we talk about October 13th. I'll let you kind of share a little bit about what's going to happen.
That's just basically to celebrate the reopening of all of our local businesses from the tornado on July 19th. And I think we really have a lot to be thankful for. There were no deaths, and people are coming back remarkably well. We have lots and lots of work to do, but we need to celebrate how fortunate we've been and how well people are working together. And the community has been so supportive of everyone who needs help that it's really impressive.
Yeah, and we've had lots of compliments by folks, you know, even the Red Cross said, Marshalltown, what an amazing community, just to, you know, they go in all these communities, but when you get, you know, a compliment like that about how well, you know, just our hospitality in the middle of our own disaster.
Right.
That we are, and our collaboration that we do, that's just something that we're noted for.
You know, we had Main Street, Iowa, staff come up, and they were so impressed with how hard the city has worked to mobilize things done, get the trees out of the way, all the construction debris. It's been impressive. Jessica Kinzer and Joel Greer have really spearheaded a lot of that work, and it's really awesome to see what a good job the city's done.
Yeah, they have, and kudos to Jessica and her team and all the work that they've done, and the housing department. Everybody's been up, and you know, they've just been hands-on ever since then, so they can kind of take a breath. They're back in city council chambers, which is nice for them, and they're so things are starting to get back to normal. It might not look like back to normal, but it's baby steps, and we'll be fine through all of this. But you know, this October 13th is, like you said, Jenny, it's an opportunity to come in, eat, spend, support in the downtown. Just come down, bring your friends and family, invite them to come with you. You know, it's important to come down and try out the new restaurants and the existing restaurants and the rehabbed restaurants. And
well, and it's fun to see the growth and evolution of so much devastation, and now that we're coming back, it's exciting and fun and new.
Yeah, and you know, some of our downtown businesses have been, they've moved to a different location. Their businesses are up and running. Some of them are in the mall. We just heard that Black Tire Bike Shop is going to be out at the mall, and they're excited about that until their building gets redone. So it's important that we provide support for these businesses while they're in transition. And so, you know, everybody pulling together to make it happen.
Well, and we'll be bigger and better than we've ever been. So it is an exciting time.
Yeah, I would agree. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Don't miss the drive-in to the fly-in pancake breakfast at the Marshalltown Airport this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Marshalltown Morning Kiwanis will be selling pancakes. This flying event will have airplanes from around the Midwest on display, experimental aircraft, a flight simulator, and remote control airplanes from the Marshalltown RC Flyers. Classic cars will be on display too. It's the drive-in to fly-in pancake breakfast this Saturday morning, 7 to 11 at the Marshalltown Airport. Message provided by the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau.
You look forward to retirement as your time to relax. But now that it's here, turns out relaxation is overrated and you'd rather get back to work with an idea of your own. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement plans change course, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
Hi, this is Janet Stegman from Heart of Iowa Big Brothers Big Sisters. I have had the opportunity to see how much all of our 28 United Way agencies do for the most in need in our county. Your donated dollars stay local to support programs right here in Marshall County. Our goal this year is $768,500. And remember, 99% of your donated dollars stays local. And together, we can make a difference in Marshall County.
Hi, I'm Cindy from Earl May, reminding you that Earl May Garden Center is ready for fall and armed with great savings. Now is the time to refresh those planters with the beautiful fall colors of mums and asters. Our entire stock of 8-inch mums are three for just $23. And the more perennials you buy, the more you save. Buy three and get $5 off, or save $15 when you buy five or more. Even when the colors are changing, your local Earl May has everything you need to help you find your green thumb.
Welcome back. It's the final segment with Val Ruff of Experience Marshalltown.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. This is our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. With me this morning is Jenny Etter of the Main Street Central Business District, Main Street, Iowa. You've got lots of titles.
I do.
You got lots of names.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
But anyway, we were talking about Restaurant Week. That kicks off Friday, September 14th through the 23rd. We are including, even though we say Main Street, that does include encompass the downtown.
Right.
But we are including all of the area restaurants. And so we want to encourage you, if you're listening, to go out September 14th through the 23rd. That's a 10-day span of time to celebrate our local restaurants and eateries. You know, the one thing that I will want to just mention, too, in our conversation, Jenny, is that I had a food blogger come in, Darcy Malsby, and she was excited about, you know, kind of the diversity and the ethnicity and just kind of the world of global flavors that we have here in Marshalltown. And she thinks we need to do culinary tours here, something that maybe we could work on after things kind of settle down. But she goes, there's just so many neat things that are unique to Marshalltown. And I, you know, it's kind of fun to have somebody come in from outside once in a while and help you toot your own horn, per se. You know, very much like Main Street comes in and says, you've got these beautiful buildings and there's lots of opportunity here.
Right. And we really do have a lot of diversity from Thai food to Chinese to Mexican and Latino foods. We'll soon have a Greek restaurant. We have everybody's favorite, you know, Taylor's Made, right?
Yes.
See, Zeno's will be open soon. Sub-City will be open soon. So there's a lot to enjoy in the downtown. Tremont remodeled the grill. They have fine dining that's excellent. Smokin' Jesus, always fantastic.
Yep. Acarumba. There's so many amazing places to eat. And so I would just encourage you, if you kind of don't come downtown and eat once in a while, just grab your friends and say, hey, come on, let's go downtown. There's, you know, you can go to Tannin, the wine bar, and that's open. It's a beautiful, beautiful space, and the Curlies are, and Terry and Val and all their staff are there to greet you and show you what's new in their is it not a really a restaurant, it's kind of just a beautiful venue.
Right. It's a venue for all kinds of receptions, and there's a catering kitchen in it. So, you know, the next time you want to have a really nice birthday party or a reception of some kind, give Barb a call.
Yeah, and there's that. And, of course, the gallery garden, you know, it didn't sustain much damage.
Remarkably had very little damage. So
it got,
we're real lucky.
Yeah, you know, and that east side of the Main Street is, you know, a lot of good things are popping up over there and along, you know, all over downtown. So people are working hard, and so we just want to encourage you to come and support Restaurant Week. And then, you know, as Jenny and I were talking in the last segment, October 13th, come downtown and eat, shop, and support. You know, we're still hanging on to that Marshalltown Strong, kind of that logo that no one seems to know who created for us, but everybody's using it.
Yeah.
A lot of messaging around that.
Well, and there are places to park downtown.
Yes.
And you need to just park behind the buildings. You'll see where there's not construction and where you can park. And just be aware that there's going to be construction going on for a long time, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't come downtown.
Yeah.
And
we're open for business.
We're open for business. So they need to come down and see all the wonderful things that have been happening.
Yeah, I would agree with you. So I'm going to take a little bit of time here and talk about some of the things that we actually have. A lot of things. I was looking at the community calendar yesterday. We have 8 activities or events taking place on Saturday alone. So I'm just going to kind of run through some of the things. So today, so it's called the Harvest Huck. And that is the RC Flyers, and that's the remote control. They have a fly field out off of 18th Avenue, and they have people coming in from all over the United States with these huge airplanes and remote control helicopters. This is a big business. It's a fun hobby that a lot of folks are taking advantage of. And so we've got a group that's bringing folks in. They'll be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And boy, if you've never seen that, it's really fun. Just drive out to the fly field and park and just walk up, and everybody's flying their helicopters or airplanes that are as big as this table. And it's really a fun thing to watch. And then you've got these little kiddos with their little remote, you know, and they're flying these airplanes along with the adults. It's just adorable. So it's a great hobby, and you can put as much money into it as you want. I had Gary Brandenburg on last week, and he was talking about that. And, of course, today is Battle of the Badges. It's the blood drive between the police and fire and emergency responders. And according to Chief Ryerson, Sounds like he thinks the firefighters are going to win this one, so it'll be good to see who wins that. The Harvest Market takes place this afternoon at 5 o'clock down on 13th Street. It's a great opportunity. It's a fun family event. There's going to be a band. There's going to be kind of set up like the farmer's market. They'll have vendors out. Caramel apples will be out. And I don't know, you got to get there early to get those because I think they ran out. But a great opportunity to go to 13th Street, and it's going to be beautiful weather. Also kicking off to tonight or this afternoon, this evening, is the World National. So that's at the Marshalltown Speedway. That brings in hundreds and hundreds of drivers and families. They come in from all over the United States, plus Canada. So I know we've got 200 welcome bags for that many drivers.
Wow.
So the community is going to be busy this weekend. And then we move to Friday. Oh, we kick off restaurant week live at the brewery, at the Iowa River Brewery. That takes place on Friday. And then we move to Saturday. There's 8 things going on. The Harvest Huck, the restaurant week, fly-in, the fly-in, drive-in, pancake breakfast at the airport. That's always a fun event. There'll be a helicopter. There'll be recreational aircrafts. Monarchs and Milkweed for the Marshalltown area. We're a sponsor of that. That takes place out at the Grimes Farm at 1 o'clock on Saturday. An appreciation breakfast, World Nationals. There's just lots of stuff going on. So check out that community calendar at www.marshalltown.org and click on that events tab for more information. Thanks for tuning in.
Watch live Marshalltown Bobcat football action all season long on News Talk 1230 KFJB and on